A Hayworth man who turned his pandemic hobby into a trendy fashion must-have from California skate shops to Japan boutiques now says he is exploring the flip side of international sales, shop and sell local. WGLT correspondent Michelle Steinbacher has more.
If you told Keith Factor a few years ago his future would be in the fashion business, he would have laughed. Now, the Hayworth man is selling his custom-made ice tie-dyed clothing in places like New York City, Southern California, even London and Italy. Factor says ice tie-dye is more complex and time-consuming of a process than the simple contrasted swirls most people know.
People have come up to me and they go, this isn't like the tie-dye I've seen before. So I like being able to describe why mine looks different.
Creating an ice tie-dye can take 12 to 24 hours, and a key step is how the dye intricately melts through a labyrinth of ice cubes. Factor says what sets him up for success is using quality powder dyes and cloth materials and controlling his workspace temperature. On a recent visit to his home studio in Hayworth, Factor demonstrated part of that process.
The soda ash will be what actually holds the dye into the fabric itself. If you don't use that, everything's going to be muted, everything's going to be watered out, and then I crumble it up or I fold it up. There's different processes you can do.
Next, Factor sets the rubber band wrapped piece, often a hoodie, onto a grate with a water catcher beneath. That's all set into a tall cardboard frame to contain the ice. He tops that with ice, and then comes the dye.
So the great thing about the powder dye is when you put that on ice, the powder will actually spread and actually break into different colors.
That sits for hours while the ice melts and drips down a design. Then the hoodie is rinsed and air dried. Factor says another way he thinks he's found attention is his adventurous approach to tie-dye. He's not afraid to try different designs or use other methods like spray painting or stenciling on products. He also pushes beyond standard t-shirts. He's dyed sneakers, hats, and dresses, you name it. Clothes by Keith, Factor's company, may have a global reach, but it isn't as familiar in his own neck of the woods. That's something he wants to change.
I ship stuff to Australia and Japan. I would like to be more community-based as well.
Factor is expanding his online-based approach to a smaller, up-close scale. This year, people in central Illinois might find clothes by Keith becoming a familiar sight at area events. A few weeks ago, he set up shop at Normal Sweet Corn Circus, and this weekend he'll have a booth at Clinton's Apple and Pork Festival. ISU student Nate Luna stopped at the Clothes by Keith booth during the Normal Street Fair, browsing through the rack of hoodies and t-shirts.
I feel like a lot of tie-dyes are just, you know, the basic spin pattern. And this is like a lot of like intriguing design, coloring, moving about.
Factor says another customer introduced him to some local musicians who now have signed him for developing merchandise. Dubstep musician The Rang and rapper Bigelow T, who offstage are known as Alex Rangers and Tanner Johnson, already have set up their team with Clothes by Keith hoodies. Ranger says the duo is impressed with Factor's work.
I think they're extremely artful and they're more interesting than most other tie-dyes that I have seen and that I've worn.
The musicians also like Factor's local outreach. Tanner Johnson says hopping online to order generic shirts for musical projects always seemed impersonal.
As someone from Bloomington, to work with another artist who's from the central Illinois area means a lot that he's working with us and helping us get our stuff going.
Clothes by Keith may be worldwide, but it has humble origins. Keith Factor and his family, like many people, found themselves during the COVID lockdown in need of entertainment.
Started at the very beginning of the pandemic, trying to keep busy. So what do? You find projects, you do art stuff. So we started dyeing clothes with just cheap dyes and cheap t-shirts and had no idea what we were doing.
Factor became passionate about ice tie-dyes and started upping his game. He says using better quality dyes, educating himself, and improving his craft led to what's become today's business. By late 2020, he was sharing work on his social media accounts, and Clothes by Keith started taking off. Orders here and there turned into merchandise contracts in places like California's IF Skate Shop and Moondust Studios. They'd put their store's logo on his work. New York City-based Inked Magazine's creative director, Sammy Hajar, says he came across Factor's work through a California shop. The next thing Factor knew, Hajar had organized a photo shoot for Inked, featuring a mashup of famous tattoo artists applying their own designs to Factor's one-of-a-kind hoodies.
He just has a unique way of doing his work, and his stuff is different than everybody else. He does different techniques, does different patterns. He's perfecting his craft into what he's doing, and it looks much better than everybody else doing it.
Factor says after the issues released this spring, featuring Avril Lavigne on the cover, interest in his work has catapulted. Factor says having his work featured there lends credibility to the product that's proven fruitful. There's tons of people making tie-dye and custom clothes out there, so Factor says when you can have a reference like that, it's invaluable. While Factor plans to continue his e-commerce business, he's looking forward to spending time getting out in the community. And while sales are always a positive, that's not his main objective. Mostly, he's happy society's in a place we can all go to fairs again and get to meet face-to-face.
You never know who you're going to meet or who they're going to know. I mean, I never would have got the Inc. magazine thing if I didn't sell one hoodie to one guy.
I'm Michelle Steinbacher.
Factor says besides this weekend's booth at the Apple and Pork Festival, Clothes by Keith will also be at the Midwest Toy and Comic Fest October 1st in Bloomington, and people can still order his products online.